And the time now is 8:30. This is FM 95.7 KQWC, Webster City time once again for our community corner. Well, if you love the great outdoors, I know one person that enjoys it very, very much, and that is the man that is standing right next to me, John Laird, who's the naturalist and conservation educator for Hamilton County Conservation, joins me on our show this Thursday morning. And John, very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pat. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you as always. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, I thought we'd talk about all the great things going on in the great outdoors. And I tell you, John, in 2023, you've got a whole lot of stuff going on.
Thank you. Yeah, we just counted them up together as like 19 public programs that we've got going along with the other requested programs and school programs and so forth. But before we get to that, Pat, I was asked to just mention a few things
sure.
from some of my coworkers. First of all, Brian wanted me to mention the snowmobile drags down at Little Wall Lake this weekend, this Saturday. Team Iowa Snowmobile is having ice drags at Little Wall Lake from 10 to 2 on February 4th. This will be this Saturday. Mm-hmm. Feel free to go down for that if you're interested. There will be a fee when you do get there. But then also, I happen to have some people call out and ask on this. So I do want to mention that the cross-country ski trail on the Woodland Loop at Briggs Woods, I just groomed that yesterday afternoon with the cross-country groomer. That's a 3K trail. And it starts up by the office and goes across the top of the dam down by the beach area. It goes over to Shelter 2, goes on the Woodland Trail, and it loops back by the waterfall area and then down by the box steps at the north end of the lake where the outlet is, and then comes back on the bike trail all the way back to the beach area. So that is groomed. It sounds like the temperatures are going to warm up a little this weekend, and don't know how long that condition will be good out there, but right now it's ideal for those people that want to cross-country ski.
You'll have the ideal weekend this, John, to do that because we're supposed to be in the mid-30s
yep.
for highs Saturday and Sunday, so
yep.
that should be nice weather to enjoy.
Yeah, yeah, trails. And we have a program coming up we're going to talk about on Sunday night, the full moon snowshoe, just shortly. We'll talk about that. The other couple things I had to mention was there's some job opportunities with Hamilton County Conservation. We have two cleaning positions open, two cabin cleaning positions open, and one is at Briggs Woods Park and one is at Little Wall Lake. I think the wages are $15 an hour, and if anybody wants to apply, they can apply on our Facebook account or our website on mycountyparks.com or actually go out to the office. If you do have any questions, you can contact Bailey or Brian at the office number, which would be 515-832-9570. And then there's a couple positions open on the golf course that Travis Brown wanted me to mention. Two seasonal positions starting April 1st and ending like November 1st. And they can apply at the conservation office and call 832-9570 and ask to talk to Travis Brown. He's the superintendent of the golf course.
Golf season will be here before we know it.
Before we know it, yep. And pretty soon it'll be hot and green outside and compared to the cold and white right now.
Right.
But that's part of living in Iowa, the seasonal changes, Pat, which are
true.
Beautiful to experience
mm-hmm.
in the outdoors.
Yep.
So unless we had anything else there, Pat, on that, I think we could kind of shift over to the programming we got coming.
All right. Well, let's do that, John. Let's talk about the big event coming up Sunday night.
Yeah, Sunday night. And I'm always looking for ideas, Pat, for programming. And so some of the programs I actually do get ideas from other people. So you can always contact me at the office and give me ideas for future programming. But Sunday night, we're meeting at the conservation office out at Briggs Woods Park. From 7 to 8, we have a full moon snowshoe. And I have people registering online at mycountyparks.com. I do have a limited number of 30 pair of snowshoes. So if you have some to bring, feel free to bring your own. So I do have the program capped at 35 people. I bumped it up to yesterday. But so if the website says it's full, you could still come out. It's just I don't have any snowshoes to offer you. So feel free to bring some if you wish. Or just attend, and you could walk outside. My plan is to walk on the golf course, be able to walk across the area over there and kind of walk back and around, kind of make a big circle and come back to the office and see how it goes. It should be a beautiful evening. The snow conditions are perfect for snowshoeing right now. And just a good event to get outside. The illumination from the moon should be pretty nice. And to be able to just the last time we did this, people really enjoyed it. So it's one of those programs that people have asked that I do repeatedly every so often. And after that, then we've got a program. So that's this Sunday, February 5th, 7 to 8. But then,
How many people took part in the last year there, John?
I think I had about 20, 25 people last time.
So we're up.
We took a group shot last time when we were all together.
Mm-hmm. So it's up from last year's.
Yeah. Well, right now I have 16 signed up on the website already. So I anticipate, you know, that there will be near 30 there.
Wonderful.
So we'll see. Time will tell. And then we get some people that just show up, too, or just aren't aware about registering on the website.
Mm-hmm.
But then if anybody's interested in how to make a bluebird box, I do have a program coming in March, Successful Bluebird Boxes 101. That'll be at the conservation office from 10 to 11 in the morning. And Jacqueline Hill is a person who has lives in Hamilton County, and she has designed a bluebird box that's approved by the North American Bluebird Society. She's also received the Iowa Governor's Volunteer Award for leading role in Iowa's bluebird program, and there will be free plans available for how to build your own bluebird house there. And if you have any questions, you could call my cell number at 515-297-0423 and go on the website at mycountyparks.com and look at the description of the program there, a little more detail. And then if anybody likes antler sheds or looking for antler sheds, that's another popular program I've had people wonder when I was going to do again. It's Saturday, April 1st from 10 to 11. We'll meet at the conservation office. I'll talk a little bit about deer antlers and what's unique and how fast they grow. And it's a popular hobby. People enjoy that. They'll train their dogs, go look for antlers. And people every spring will stop and talk to me in the park, and they're out looking for antler sheds in the spring. So this would be the time of the year now they've shed their antlers, and so you can be able to go out and look for those little gems out in the woods. And sometimes it's really neat. You find some real odd ones, and sometimes you find some big ones, and sometimes you find some small ones. Sometimes you find other things you don't expect. You know, you might find something that somebody left out there that you didn't expect, or sometimes you find maybe a skeleton of an animal that was out there and passed. But just a fun program, and kids can come to that along with their parents, and we'll have a fun day looking for antler sheds. I actually placed some of the sheds out there, and then I put a flag within 5 feet of the shed, and then it's kind of like looking for Easter eggs, but we're looking for antler sheds, and be able to go out and pick them up. If anybody finds anything that doesn't have my label on there, then they can keep it. But if everything I have labeled with our initials on it, that they have to give back so I can do the program mm-hmm. again. So the program after that, then, Pat, would be on Lyme disease. That's a joint program. I do some joint programming with Karen Hansen in Webster County. And so this would be over there. It's Thursday, April 27th, and that goes from 6 to 8 p.m. So the fireside chats over there, we start out talking around the fire a little bit about whatever the subject matter is. Then we usually wrap up with a hike afterwards. And this particular one, we're talking about Lyme disease. I have two friends that have had Lyme disease and are still battling Lyme disease. And so each of them has their own little different ways of dealing with it. And so they're going to talk about their personal struggle with it, being diagnosed with it, and how they deal with it today. And then the do's and don'ts and how to try and prevent getting the disease yourself. Some of the things you can do outside to help prevent getting the disease. So if anybody's interested in that, that's available. And then,
April 27th.
Yep. I have a lot of people ask about the waterfalls, so I figured let's do a waterfalls hike. So in May, Saturday, May 6th from 10 to 11 in the morning, we're going to meet at Briggs Woods Park at Shelter 2, walk up to the waterfalls, take that woodland trail, and talk about the waterfalls, how they formed, the rock layers, how they formed, talk about the history of the lake and the history of the park as a whole. So if that interests people, let me know or sign up on the website. And I just thought that'd be fun, Pat. Some people don't even know the waterfalls exist. And at that time of the year...
I know I do.
Yeah. No. At that time of the year, the water should be flowing pretty good down over them. Come August, September, the water level's a lot of times a little bit lower. So, yeah. And then I've got some birding programs coming up. There's two different ones. It's called Building Better Birders and Citizens Scientists Workshop. And this is actually funded by REAP. The way that works is that the Resource Enhancement and Protection Conservation Education Program, REAP CEP, funded Clinton County Conservation to do these various birding programs across the state. So I was contacted by Clinton County to see if I would be willing to host one of those programs. So I'll be hosting there, or Hamilton County, I should say, will be hosting. And then we have a birder by the name of Kelly McKay, who's a Bioeco Research and Monitoring Center employee. He will be coming here and leading the program. So if you look at the tentative schedule, Pat, some things are we're going to have that morning on Tuesday, May 16th, from 6:30 in the morning to 8:30, we're going to do an early morning birding hike starting at Shelter 2 area. Go out on the prairie and on the woodlands and see what we can see for birds. And then later, we're going to have an introduction to Birds ID Part 1, which will be a PowerPoint up at the office building led by Kelly. And then we're going to have an introduction to bluebird houses by Jacqueline Hill. She's going to come and present on her bluebird boxes again. And then lunch will be on your own. And then in the afternoon, we'll have an introduction to Bird ID Part 2 by Kelly. And then after that, an introduction to butterfly gardening by myself. So I'll be presenting that. So I've been doing some butterfly gardening in my own backyard in Webster City. And then depart after that in the afternoon. And then you had mentioned earlier on the radio, Pat, I'd heard you talk about cops and bobbers. We have that scheduled for Saturday, June 3rd. And if it rains that day, we'd have it on Sunday the 4th. But that starts at 8:30 in the morning for registration, 8:39. That goes from 9 to 11. And this was Ryan Ruhpiper's idea a few years back. He's one of the deputies. He contacted me, and he said, could we do this program I've heard about called Cops and Bobbers? And the whole idea, he said, is to try and get a connection between the kids in Hamilton County and Hamilton County law enforcement, not only Hamilton County law enforcement, but the state troopers, state DNR officers, county conservation officers, Webster City PD officers. And so the whole idea is to get the connection there and the relationship established so there's good relations between the youth of Hamilton County and law enforcement. And we do that by teaching the kids how to fish and having a good time together that day. And then there's some prizes that not really prizes, but there's some poles and different things that they give away. And it's just a fun day to be out there. It's also on Free Fishing Weekend. DNR has that this year. It's June 2nd, 3rd, 4th. And so it's for kids age 3 through 14. And prizes are given to the kids afterwards. And it's just a fun day to be able to get out there and do some fishing. And
that's a double the program right there, because you mentioned it's the Free Fishing Weekend.
Yeah.
And, of course, kids can help have a good time there at Briggswoods Lake.
Exactly.
Doing fishing.
Yep. And then we follow up in June with another birding, Building Better Birders and Citizens Scientists Workshop, number 2. And once again, that's funded by REAP. And some subject matter on that would be, not that program goes from 1:30 to 11. So the other program, Pat, if you notice, went from early morning till like 3:30 in the afternoon. This one, the focus is going to be evening. And so it goes from 1:30 in the afternoon to 11 at night, and it's going to start at the conservation office again at Briggswoods, and it's going to deal with an introduction to diurnal raptors of Iowa by Kelly McKay, and then we're going to talk about an assessment of human activity impacts on the bald eagle reproductive success along the upper Mississippi River by Kelly, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about getting the lead out of deer hunting and fishing in Iowa, and I'm a deer hunter, and I have switched to copper instead of lead slugs, so I'll talk a little bit about that and why. And then we'll have supper on your own again at the office. And evening observation, we're going to drive down from 6 to 8. We're going to go down to York Boda, which is in the southern part of the county.
Right near the Hamilton-Boone County line.
Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Uh-huh. I think it's on 400th Street down there. And we will observe waterfowl at the observation platform there at Bjork Boda for a while. And then we'll be car caravanning down and back, I should mention, so people could feel free to share rides together. And then we're going to come back up, and from 8:30 to 9 that night, we're going to have an introduction to Nocturnal Raptors of Iowa by Kelly. And we're going to follow up with that from 9:30 to 10:30 with an owl prowl. So we're going to go up, try and call some owls, and see what we can find at night out and about in the park. And then wrap up by 10:30, 11 o'clock, and depart. So that's an afternoon-evening program, the way that's set up as well. And then the next program after that, Pat, would be in June 22nd. So another fireside chat. And if you ever wanted to create your own walking stick, this would be the opportunity to do that. So at 6 to 8, once again, we'll start around the fireside, chat a little bit, and then we'll build walking sticks. So bring your own. Bring your own stick that you've found somewhere out in the woods, and then we'll decorate them. We have some draw knives there. We can strip the bark off, and we'll have some polyurethane if you want, or you don't have to, or oil if you want to rather oil them up. We'll have some different things to be able to decorate them with. And I'll have my wood burner there, so you should actually put your initials in there and burn it into the wood if you'd like. So it's a fun evening, and people get creative on what they want to make for a walking stick, and it's always just fun to have a walking stick when you're out and about.
And that's, again, coming up on June 22nd.
Yeah. And I'll have some bells. You know, why bells, Pat? Well,
yes, why bells?
Because if you go into northern Minnesota, there's bears. And so the bear bells would be on there, so you could just, when you're walking, it jingles along the way, and then they know you're there. And you know, not to worry about a black bear by any means, but just lets them know you're around, and so they don't get startled. But you might be hiking in bear country. You might be going in places beyond Iowa where there are bears. Of course, the black bears would have been here natively. But and then every once in a while, you hear about one being sighted. So then the next thing is the river cleanup. You talked about that earlier, Pat, that we'd moved it. Talked about that earlier. So we had been having it in August. And the reason we moved it to July 8th is we're hoping that the river level will cooperate. The last few years, we haven't been able to do it. It's too low. And I know there were some questions on Facebook as to why we don't do it when it's low. Well, you damage the equipment. You cannot get the canoes physically down the river without damaging them when it's that low. It's because you're putting all of the junk you find in the canoe. So you're literally dragging the canoes. And the canoes we have are just fiberglass. So you'd be doing way too much damage to them.
And believe me, there's a wide range of junk that you find in the Moon River. Tires, engine motors, refrigerators even, I believe.
Transmissions, safes, a transformer we found one time, washers, dryers, lots of pop cans, beer cans, plastic, tarps, furniture, cars. You know, the frustrating thing is you might find a complete vehicle buried in the mud, and we can't fit it in a canoe. You just got to leave it there. Lots of tires, Pat. I think the thing people look forward to the most is finding a tire, getting it off of the river bottom, cleaning it out, and then throwing it in their canoes. It's almost like a contest when we get back to wherever our end site is. How many tires did you find? So anyway, it's a good way to help clean up the river. And we will be doing that. We're starting at Briggs Woods Park on Saturday, July 8th. From 7:30 to 8 would be registration. We'll be shuttling people in a bus from Briggs Woods Shelter 1 to Riverside Park in Webster City, and then coming down the float and seeing what we can pick up.
So that's the length of it from Briggs Woods up to Riverview Park, just off of Bank Street and Des Moines.
It's like the 4.6 miles, mm-hmm. I believe it is, from there. Take a couple hours to be able to float down there, about two, three hours, depending on how much people stop. Sometimes I have to be the grumpy guy at the back saying, you can't fit that in your canoe, just leave it. Gas barrels are another thing that people have found too, Pat. There's all kinds of junk in the river that we find, but the more we clean it up, the better it gets. And every flood, of course, you know, there's more stuff that's moved downstream.
Did they ever find anything in that safe there, John?
No, the safe, the door was open on it. It was just like somebody had dumped it. That's off the Tunnel Mill Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Not very far from the Tunnel Mill Bridge. That's quite a high bridge there, but
sure.
So that was just in the sand there, and it was so heavy we couldn't get it out of the sand and into a canoe. So in the next program, we're up to July, would be Saturday, July 22nd. So if you have a rock or a fossil that you don't know what it is, I call this program Rock and Fossil ID Day. I'm a bit of an amateur geologist, but my son now, Joshua, he's actually a paleontologist and a geologist. He's gone to college for that. And so he's coming back, and from 10 to 2 or 10 to noon, he's going to have a talk on the basics of rocks and rock and fossil ID, talking about how rocks and fossils form. And then we're going to have the first hour of the program will be a discussion, and the second hour I'm figuring on people having their rocks and fossils ID'd, but only bring a couple at a time. If people have multiple rocks like last time or fossils, what we're going to have to do is you take two at a time up and let them deal with it, and then take a turn and go back to the end of the line, because last time we had people bringing boxes of rocks, and it's not fair to get him all monopolized on one person with a box of rocks. So anyway, that program will be Saturday, July 22nd from 10 to noon at the office, at the conservation office again. So then if July 27th would be the next program, if we have another fireside chat at Winoki, and that one's on primitive weapons. So if you enjoy throwing, using an atlatl to throw a long dart, that we'll be doing. We'll be doing that. Probably tomahawk throwing again, that's popular, and some slingshots will be used there as well. Be able to do some of those primitive weapons and get experience doing those things that a lot of times people don't do anymore, Pat. I knew I grew up with a slingshot, you know.
Yeah, you and I talked about that before.
Yep. We used to shoot pop cans with it.
So, and those days have changed, believe me.
Yep. And all these programs are listed on mycountyparks.com. And get on Hamilton County, and on the right side of the page there, the web page, is all the listing. Then I have a new program in August called Grasshopper and Butterfly Safari. So that's on Saturday, August 19th from 1 to 2 in the afternoon. That's when insects are real active at that time. So we're going to start at Shelter 2 and walk the trail around the prairie. There's a prairie loop that we mow. And see what we can find. Last year I had a program, and the kids loved looking for butterflies and grasshoppers. And so I thought, well, why not include families on this, adults? So let's do this. So I'll have some butterfly nets. If you have some of your own or insect holders, bring them. We will catch, observe, and then release what we do find out there. And what I found out last year, Pat, is kids love chasing grasshoppers.
Yeah. That brings me back to my days. Some 50 plus years ago, finding those grasshoppers.
A long time ago.
They
enjoy that. And when they do catch a butterfly, we've caught them, we identified them, figured out what they were, and then released them. So that's always fun, too.
Usually, nice preschool activity for the start of the new school year in the coming days.
Yep. And then in September, we're doing stargazing. We'll meet at from 10 to 11 on Saturday, September 9th at Briggs Woods Park at the amphitheater. We're in, we have a big telescope all set up there, and we'll see what we can observe. And bring your phone. There's an app you can get on your phone. I'll tell you then about it, and you can put it on your phone, and you can observe the night sky. And then you had mentioned the Halloween events. There's some changes with the Halloween event this year, Pat. We're already up to October. We are moving the Little Wall Lake Halloween event from the fourth weekend in October to the second weekend in October. And that allows us to do some shutdown procedures more at the end of the month, because that's such a big event. It was kind of getting in the way of some of the shutting down of the campground and shutting down of the parks that we typically do. It was, you know, so we need to free up some staff. And it will also be a little bit warmer at that time.
True.
By the end of October, it gets a little bit chilly.
Right.
So the second weekend, it'll be October 14th, it'll be Little Wall Lake Halloween event. You'll have trick-or-treating in the campground again from 4 to 7. Hay rides, we'll meet at the shelter down there. And then we drove through the campground with the hay racks. Actually, we used people carriers this last couple years. And just a fun event. And register for campsites on that online at mycountyparks.com. The campground gets very full, Pat. This event has grown into just a huge, huge event, and it's hard to get a campsite. And then, of course, the third weekend in October, we're keeping the Briggs Woods Halloween event and fundraising event same. So it's going to be Saturday, October 21st. And that will have trick-or-treating in the campgrounds going from 5 to 7. hayride starting at the beach. So everybody goes to the beach parking lot, gets on a people carrier, and they go down to the campground from there. And then we should have kids' games at Shelter One. A meal is going to be provided by the Webster City Church of Christ at the beach shelter from 5 to 7. So people come get that, eat, and then they get on the hay rack and head down. And then I have a luminary night hike, which starts at 7 and goes till 9 at Shelter 2, which is a fundraising event for the Naturalist program. So it's $5 a person to be able to get into that, and that money goes towards the Naturalist program. Usually people are in various stations and talk about different animals of the night. Be about 5 different stations on that. They just follow the luminary pumpkins, pay at Shelter 2.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, I think we had Glow Ball as our first station there. So people got a chance at trying to do some Glow Ball.
Perfect.
And then in October, we're also having an autumn luminary night hike at Winoki together on October 26th, where we have luminaries out on the trails at Winoki. A little different terrain, lots of up and down over there. And then we usually have s'mores afterwards when we get back from that little hike. And then I'm also doing a program jointly with Webster County November 4th. We're going to go down to Skillet Creek and see the Indian Mounds down there, which is a neat hike up the hill. It's quite a rigorous hike up the hill. And then there are ceremonial mounds and cone-shaped mounds where they buried their dead up there, which is interesting to go look at. And we talk about the woodland culture that was there, that we're looking at those mounds that were left by them. And then we finish up in December, Pat, with a candy cane hike as scheduled for Saturday, December 2nd from 1 to 2 at the Briggs Woods at Shelter 2. And that, again, I will have candy canes out on the trees, bushes, limbs, different places. And people, it's kind of like an Easter egg hunt, but instead of Easter eggs, we're looking for candy canes. And I probably have somebody talk a little bit about the last year Tony Striegel talked about the history of the candy cane, and we went out and did that together. Him and Ryan Rupiper were good and helped me with that program. I was in a little bit of rough shape recovering from my knee surgery at that point. But so any of these programs, Pat, I'd just like to mention are on mycountyparks.com. You can get on there on Hamilton County on the right side of the page and click on there. There's a description, and then you can also sign up. And if you have kids, there's the opportunity with what's called the Junior Naturalist Program. So if you have kids age 6 through 18, I really don't limit it on the age myself. But if you attend 3 programs, and it doesn't have to be just be my programs in Hamilton County, it can be any of the County Conservation Board programs in 99 counties. It could be one of the state park programs. You attend, you write it down on the sheet that I have, and then you do some activities that are required on the sheet, and you get a patch. And you patch, you could put, it has a bird or a different animal on it. Some of them, I think, have foxes. And then you put it on your pants, hat, shirt, whatever it is that you want. So it's just a neat thing for parents to have for their kids to do that are out there. And if you haven't been out to the park, there's been some improvements. The playgrounds were worked on at all 3 parks, Little Wall Lake, Briggs Woods, and Bells Mill. So some nice playgrounds there. The supervisors gave us some money for those. And then great, great addition, because what we had was outdated and needed replaced. And it's nice to be able to see the kids enjoy those playgrounds in all 3 parks.
Very good. So inquire more through John Laird and the staff at the Hamilton County Conservation Office. We've covered a lot of territory in the last half hour. Where'd the half hour go?
Yes, we did.
A lot of good things. And don't forget, that's the full moon night hike under the stars Sunday night beginning at 7. That'll be held at the Briggs Woods Conference Center, Briggs Woods Park. And then you'll greet the people when they come into the park, and then you'll go on your merry way.
Yeah, just come to the office. Yep, and then we'll go out. We'll go over some instruction on how to put them on and stuff, and then we'll go out together.
Right. Yep. And more information, call the Conservation Office at 832-9570. And they call you at 297-0423 for all the wonderful things coming up in this year, 2023, through the Hamilton County Environmental Education Programs, sponsored through Hamilton County Conservation. John Laird, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Pat.
Absolutely. So you're welcome back any old time.
Thank you.
You bet. Coming up tomorrow on KKWC's Community Corner, we'll talk about what's happening in the Iowa Legislature. Shannon Latham, along with Dennis Guth, will be my guest. Monday morning, we'll talk about what's going on at Kendall Young Library with Ann McLaughlin and Kettle Lubestad Artist, Monday morning at 8:30.